The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I mentioned the Office of Public Works, of Posh Walls, of Public Waste, whatever you want to describe it, outrage brewing over this decision to sign off on a bill of £500,000, taxpayers' money, my money, your money, all of our money, to build what? Pretty modest boundary wall around a public building. Paul Davis, who's a public procurement expert at DCU, was on News Talk Breakfast this morning explaining what caused the increase in costs.
Halfway through, they discovered that they actually had a live electricity line. You would have assumed that somebody who was looking at a demolition and construction would have seen that beforehand and therefore built that into the tender costs. They didn't. And so they got caught. And getting caught means then, after the fact of what the original tender was, they had to go out and actually get additional works done. And that's where the additional spend came from.
Yeah.
That ancillary cost is a really interesting one. Extra costs associated with additional hire of temporary movable barriers, fencing, signs and traffic management. That is an expensive cost. I would have assumed that we would have run something like Croke Park events for that sort of money.
Yeah, so that was Paul Davis from DCU speaking to Shane this morning on News Talk Breakfast. Patter Tobin is the leader of AIN2 and a TD for Meath East, and he's with me now. Patter, you surprised 500,000 to build a wall? It's a nice wall. I'll give him that.
Well, it is incredible. Like, this wall is not even the length of the width of a GEA pitch. It's so short. And you talked about a failure of maths there earlier. One of the reasons why there was an increase in cost in this is because they didn't realize that they hadn't got enough bricks at the start of the project. And as a result, when they were building it, they had to stop, they had to review it, they had to go find a brick that looked like the original brick, and that increased the cost as well. So, you know, it's a sixth-class maths question. You know, how many bricks will you need to fill this area of wall? And yet the OPW hasn't seemed to be able to do that in this case. It's also an incredible situation that the scoping exercise wasn't done properly, because in that part of Dublin, if you dig anywhere, you're probably going to hit something. And the fact that that wasn't built into the process is also incredible. But like, for me, the OPW is an incredible situation at the moment. They see themselves as a luxury brand dealing for coddled political class. There doesn't seem to be any focus on value here whatsoever. And they are burning through taxpayers' money at a fierce rate at the moment. If you look back on the bike shed, immediately after the bike shed, they put out a tender of €600,000 to look for a PR contract to ameliorate the negative press that they were getting. And just because of the public backlash in that situation, they reversed from that particular tender. But it just shows you that they're completely tone deaf in terms of what's needed to achieve value for the citizen here at this stage.
Do you think we've junior ministers haven't been announced this afternoon? Do you think we need a kind of a junior minister for government efficiency? Our own Elon Musk, not Elon Musk. Fewer Heil Hitlers.
Well, it was part of our election manifesto to put a junior minister for efficiency into the department of the Taoiseach. And the purpose of that was to make sure that the Taoiseach was, you know, responsible ultimately for the level of public waste that's happening in our country, because it's an extremely serious situation. There's two things happening here. First of all, public projects are ballooning out of cost. You know, we see that with the National Children's Hospital. But we also see that these projects are grinding to a halt in terms of their delivery, which means that, you know, for citizens needing the services that these infrastructural projects are meant to deliver, we're denied those services for long periods of time. So €300 million has been spent on the Metro North project without a shovel being put into the ground. And that hurts both ways in terms of citizens across the country. And there doesn't seem to be really any accountability here. So when we put questions to the OPW, they're extremely opaque in the delivery of information. Like Ken Fox, for example, the journalist who followed up this particular story, I understand, you know, that he found it very difficult to get information from the OPW. And indeed, like, that €82,000 on ancillary costs, that should be broken down fully, and it's not. We don't have the full detail for exactly what that's covering in relation to these projects. There's another element here too. These projects are tendered at arm's length. So the OPW doesn't tender them themselves. Mm. Typically, they're tendered by Sensori, who has won the contract in this particular area for these projects. And the quantity surveyor who signs off on these projects are not typically employees of the OPW either. So again, it's an arm's length management of the costs. And until we get on top of this, we're just going to see citizens' money frittered away over and over again.
And do you suspect there's an attitude as well amongst some third-party contractors out there that when they see the OPW's name on a contract or on a tender, they just think, great, blank check here. Add a zero.
I've no doubt that that's the case. Like, if you look at the cost of this particular wall, it was $3,500 per square metre. I spoke to a builder today, and he said that €500 a square metre for a wall would be considered expensive, and it would be considered to be using the very best of materials. So, you know, I do think that there is a looseness with the public purse here, which is obviously very attractive to companies who are tendering for these projects. But, you know, until there's a cost to somebody for signing these contracts, for signing off on these, nothing will change until some individual who has been involved in the process and the process itself is held to account. We are cursed to wake up to these stories, you know, over and over again. And we will have a new junior minister for the OPW. I put in about 20 questions this morning in relation to this particular project. But the OPW built a Coast Guard building in Westport for €6.1 million. And that compares against a RNLI lifeboat house for €1.4 million in Arranmore. So I think what we need now is a complete audit of OPW projects to ascertain the value for money for the citizen.
Yeah.
And if there's not value for money, there needs to be a cost to an individual.
Padraig Tobin, the leader of A&2, a TD for Meath East. Padraig, thank you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.